Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. Dan Haynes is with us. Dan, as a lot of folks know, is the executive director at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jim?
Well, good. Thank you so much for the time. We got a letter, just like a lot of folks have, got a notice about an event coming up here later this month. The Nishna Valley Family YMCA Board of Directors has put together a little community discussion to talk about the future of recreation later on this month, on November 17th. Can you talk a little bit about how this all started, where this came from?
Well, it's kind of been brewing, I would say, for over the last year or so. I mean, the Y has always been looking at trying to figure out what the next thing is going to be that maybe we want to be involved in, or next programming that our community would like in recreation. But I believe, you know, there was a lot of people out at a community meeting about a year ago out at the community building, and lots of ideas came up. And then here in the recent history here, we've heard people talking about splash pads and all those kind of things. And we talked about the senior center. You know, that building has closed down and been sold. And so it's kind of just been brewing for the last couple of years in our minds about what should be going on. But we just decided that we would really like to get the community together and see if that's just brewing in our minds or if that is really happening out in the community. So we just wanted to try to put a little bit of direction to recreation and really quality of life for Atlantic and the area.
Sure, sure. And it doesn't sound like this is something new. You've done this before.
Well, right. We have done this before. And, you know, when we worked on the YMCA building, I think that's been 24 years ago, looks like. We put together a meeting just like this out at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club and invited stakeholders to come out to talk about indoor water recreation. And then that turned into the whole YMCA building and all of that kind of stuff. So no, it's nothing new, but we just want to make sure it's not us. We don't want something in Atlantic or the area to be a YMCA project. And the mayor's been out and talked to our board, and they don't want it to be a city project or a recreation department project. We want it to be a community project that everybody can get behind. And we've had some success with the YMCA building. We've had success with the Child Development Center, the Ann Wickman Center. That's been in place for about 10 years. And those are all just community projects that people have gotten behind, and we want to see what is the next thing. Is there a next thing?
Yeah, well, and it's interesting. You use the term stakeholders, and just so folks understand, you're not talking about big donors. You're not talking about folks who might actually pay for some of these projects or donate large sums of money. You're talking about everyone who would have any interest at all in using, supporting, just being a part of the project.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not just people that would donate, and they are certainly welcome to, and we'd love to have them there, but we want to know what the Atlantic community or Cass County or what we call the Nishna Valley area, what are the things that are going to make your quality of life and your recreation enjoyable for you? What are those next things, and are there two or three, four or five things that bubble up to the top that everybody would get behind and enhance our lives here?
Is it pretty open-ended, Dan? You mentioned like the YMCA, you mentioned the Ann Wickman Center. Those are both, you know, buildings that house events, but then you've got things like trails and different types of outdoor things. You mentioned splash pad. Are we just kind of trying to go outside the box completely and just leave the open-ended discussion?
I think the intent is to narrow it a little bit so that we've got recreation and quality of life. Now, obviously, quality of life means lots of different things to a lot of different people, but we're looking around recreation, so it could be indoor, outdoor. I put together a short list, which really isn't short when you look at it. You know, the splash pads. We know that the outdoor pool needs some renovations. The senior citizen center is closed down, so what kind of activities do we have? You know, it could be walking trails, biking trails. You know, the pickleball is becoming big. And, you know, I mean, just the physical and mental wellness that, you know, some of those activities bring to people are very important for quality of life. You know, then we have some ideas that have come up about like children's museum concepts. If anybody's been to Omaha or Des Moines, attractions for children's museums, there's lots of things there that, you know, could be a regional thing for us right here in the Anishinaabe Valley area that maybe we could draw people to. So, I mean, I think there's lots of different ways it can go. I mean, it isn't a meeting where we want to get into housing, or we don't want to get into creating jobs, those kind of things. Those are all important to the economic development and the quality of life, but that's not what we're looking for here. We want to be able to connect people to those groups if that's their passion, but it's more around recreation, quality of life, I guess.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and even some of the things that you mentioned, Dan, when you try to narrow some of these down a bit, you know, you think a little bit now as the world continues to change. Some of these issues, some of these ideas that you've talked about really weren't a thing, say, 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah, there's some of these things that, you know, there might be people that are 50 plus may not know what some of these things are, whether it's STEM programming or makerspace or, you know, those kind of things. You know, there's things that, you know, that some people ask me, what in the world is that? So yeah, I think there's some things that would be beneficial for our area. But is that just in my mind or the whiteboard, or is that something that the community could get behind? And I think there's been chatter out there, you know, with all the social media and everything. There's lots of chatter going on, but we just want to bring people together, have a discussion about where do you want recreation to go for the Anishinaabe Valley area.
Yeah, well, you know, kind of aimless chatter on social media doesn't always solve problems. Sometimes it just creates them. But in this instance, it would be nice to get some heads together and, you know, what people want, but also what can we accomplish? That's got to be a part of it too, right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, I think people have seen, you know, there was people on both sides of the aisle for the YMCA building and whether we could actually make that thing run and make it. But I think we've seen plenty of success with that. I think, you know, the Wickman Center, you know, the new school developments that all the facilities there and the library and, you know, just all kinds of projects that we've gotten behind. And we think that this is probably one of those things that we can start to figure out and find the next big project that, you know, or we're always looking at, you know, drawing new people to Atlantic, and we want new families. We looked at our statistics in our membership right now, and obviously during this COVID outbreak, our membership numbers are down because obviously people don't necessarily want to, they're limiting where they're going. But it's kind of interesting that what you look at in our membership units, the number that the category that's growing the most or hasn't lost any is the senior population, the active older adult or active older adult couple. So that's kind of interesting to me that that's the only category that hasn't fallen during this COVID crisis. So we know that, you know, older folks are moving to Atlantic, but we want to be able to give them a quality of life after they retire, but also figure out what we can do for those families to attract them and keep them.
Absolutely. So, well, and it's not just an Atlantic facility. We found that out.
Yeah. I mean, at one point we had 32 different zip codes in our membership base. So, I mean, it draws from, you know, normally people will say in the statistics across the country, people will drive, they won't drive more than 20 miles for a facility like the YMCA. But in our case, you know, we're rural and people will drive farther. I mean, we have people that drive in from Oakland and Elkhorn and Messina and Cumberland and Elliott, all those different places. So there, it's certainly a Anishinaabe Valley area, not an Atlantic facility. So.
Hence the name. Very good. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Tuesday, November 17th, 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center is the date and time and location for that event. Dan, what do you hope folks do ahead of time? You need them to register?
We would like them to RSVP by calling here at the YMCA. The number here is 243-3934. Or they can email me if that's easier. It's dhaines@anishinaabevalleyymca.com. We would really like them to with the COVID situation. We do want to keep an eye on the numbers that we're going to put in there. We have reserved the entire Cass County Community Building, but we want to be able to set it up so that everybody stays safe. We will have masks on hand, hand sanitizer. We'll take temperatures, and which is a lot of those things we do here at the YMCA. So we're just, it's another YMCA event. So we just want to keep people as safe as possible. I will tell you that we are working on an option for people to be able to live stream in, something like that. We don't have that all worked out yet, but we are going to try to do something like that, so people, if they're not comfortable coming out there, that they can at least listen in, as well as we will have some type of a tool, whether it's a survey after the fact or something like that, so that if you're interested in some information, you can certainly get a hold of us, and we'll get you information after that.
Sure. Very good. A lot of stuff going on there. Now, let me ask you real quick, too. Adults certainly welcome, but what about youngsters? So would you welcome a younger voice in the room as well?
I guess I wouldn't discourage that, and that was one of our things, is that we would really like to figure out what will attract and that we can program for teens, because, you know, one of those meetings that we'd had here in the community a year ago or so, you know, that was a real concern about what our teenagers are doing and you know, where can they hang out at night without getting in trouble or those kind of things. So I think we have some opportunities to enhance what we're already doing here at the Y, but then also find other things that would be work for them and still be exciting for them. So we would welcome that, absolutely.
Absolutely. Very good. Cass County Community Center, again, Tuesday, November 17th, 6:30 p.m. Call or email ahead of time if you can, so they can RSVP to prepare, and they'd love to hear your voice. Dan, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. We hope we come up with a lot of great new ideas.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.